This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious. I have taken on the very people that, in fact, we're worried about. I've taken on the Castros of the world. I've taken on the Putins of the world. I've taken on all these dictators. I haven't cozied up to them.
As the election approaches the final stretch, the Democrats' campaign of blatant lies ignites like the American cities their supporters left smoldering in the wake of BLM's Marxist campaign.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs.
Ain't nothing left here, so when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what y'all gonna do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's gonna happen, you know?
And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement for racial solidarity. It's true. Research backs it up. Only a tiny fraction of demonstrations have had any violence at all.
Respectfully, the First Lady lied in that video because the protests, everyone in this country can see the chaos and the burning in these democratic cities. She lives in a very wealthy area.
Meanwhile, the far left's Marxist cockroach nests are flagrantly strengthening their seceding communist city states.
Your righteous indignation fills me with a fire, comrades. I will tell you what, Wheeler. You are a capitalist, a treasurer, a statist, a tyrant. You are nothing to me. You are just scum. You are laying the seeds for an insurrection on the record, Jeff Singer. It is not a threat. It is a fact, and it's a fact.
Gateway Pundit reported, do you know you're in Portland when the current mayor, who has chased out countless businesses and allowed Antifa and BLM terrorists to destroy the city on a nightly basis for over 4 months straight, is somehow not far enough to the left to appease the voter base. National laughingstock Ted Wheeler is now trailing in the polls for his reelection, but not against a candidate that promises to crack down on the rioters, promote businesses, and actually fix the roads. No, of course not. He's losing to a candidate that's even further to the left than he is. Plucky upstart Sarah Iannarone, who is best known for declaring I am Antifa, now picks up 41% of the vote to Wheeler's 30%.
We have people looking at the graffiti on that courthouse and calling it violence, calling us violent anarchists for essentially what some people have done is spray paint on a building.
The CIA's Mockingbird media operation was revealed in 1975 by the Church Committee.
Most of the senators now agree with Chairman Frank Church that the CIA has indeed been a rogue elephant out of control.
45 years later, it is at the very least an open conspiracy.
The president, in that Sunset Boulevard gesture, whipped his mask off in front of the American people on the nightly news last night. So, as a doctor whose job it is, you know, take it off. Please, don't even put it on the screen. Please take it off. Because that's going to kill people.
What Trump hoped to hide during his American Mussolini balcony stunt was that he was clearly having trouble breathing.
A lot of people get riled up and offended that you're comparing the caste system here to Nazi Germany. Yet we discover that we were the template for Nazi Germany.
Mockingbird is now being weaponized as the military will now go to war with free speech. As Defense One reports, Air Force U.S. Special Operations Command fund year-long effort to train a neural net to rank credibility and sort news from misinformation. Primer, a company that on Thursday announced a small business innovation research contract to develop software over the next year to help analysts better and much more quickly survey the information landscape and hopefully detect false narratives that show up in the public space. Primer's neural network technology can scan large amounts of text and extract themes and other information based on the frequency and prominence of words and phrases. If you were unaware that we were in an info war before, you most certainly have to understand that we are literally in an info war now. John Bound reporting. We'll be right back.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. And most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday, October 8th. The year is 2020.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations is openly announcing a desire to oversee our elections and is openly discussing putting peacekeeping forces on the streets of the United States. The United Nations is openly declaring war on our country's very existence. Here's the headline of the New York Times. America may need intervention, international intervention. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world would benefit from United Nations oversight. That means governance, oversight in the thesaurus. It also means governance or rule or control or regulation. Look up oversight in the thesaurus. But they need a cover. And the New York Times says it's race war, which they're preparing to trigger, which the communist Chinese that own Hollywood have been greedily financing and openly rebuking the U.S. yesterday at the U.N., saying we deserve to be broken up and the country doesn't deserve to exist. After all, Antifa is a Maoist organization. No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
What's wrong? You don't have any black friends? Do you want everyone to think that you're an ally and not a racist? Well, now's your chance to get woke with Black Lives Matter. And we've made it easy in this all-new, sensational, step-by-step instructional video. Here's what you'll learn. How to block traffic. How to pull down racist statues. How to burn the American flag. Harass diners. How to make a Molotov cocktail. How to regurgitate CNN talking points. Learn how to instantly spot a Nazi or white supremacist. And of course, we'll teach you the best ways to loot and riot. Plus, learn the basics of identity politics. Learn how to play the race card. Learn how to pull BS statistics straight out of your ass.
93% of the protests are peaceful.
Learn how to put the names of criminal thugs on football helmets. And check out our special bonus feature, how to fake a hate crime, with your woke instructors, Bubba Wallace and Jesse Smollett.
What happens if I get caught looting or destroying property?
Yeah, what happens if they catch me burning this building down?
No problem. We've got Soros operatives ready to bail you out and set you free. All charges dropped.
That means we can keep rioting over and over again. No worries.
No consequences.
No shit. Just make sure you check out our GPS map included in this video for a complete list of all the Democrat-controlled cities where total anarchy is not only considered peaceful protest, it's also encouraged. So get woke with Black Lives Matter.
The building just exploded! Oh my God!
Woo! Burn that motherfucker down! But wait, there's more. If you act now, we'll throw in this free CD collection of BLM greatest hits. Sing along with all the woke BLM chants like oink, oink, bang, bang.
Oink, oink, bang, bang, oink, oink, bang, bang.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
Hey, man, is that Black Lives Matter?
Hell yeah! We'll turn it up!
Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon.
Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon.
In their brand new hit single, Your Jesus. You know the words. Sing along. So order your copy today and get woke with Black Lives Matter. Now accepting EBT cards. Order before November 3rd and get this free t-shirt for toddlers. Get woke with Black Lives Matter.
Well, that is a powerful new piece of reality-based satire at band.video and 2020electioncenter.com. Get woke and, well, support Black Lives Matter. The video's up there. Get woke with Black Lives Matter. 3-minute piece that is very, very informative. We have Larry Pinkney, one of the founders of the original Black Panther Party, who is incredibly smart and eloquent and probably the best person out there to really expose what's happening. He's been in this fight 50-plus years. He'll be co-hosting with yours truly in the fourth hour today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are well into the 40-hour emergency Save America, Stop the Dictator, Bill Gates special transmission. And, of course, we just kicked off my regular weekday show that starts at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Okay. In fact, I want to play a clip of Pinkney. It's so powerful. And then we're going to come back and hit our top story. Obviously, the debate was devastating for Kamala Harris. Even mainstream media is having trouble spinning it. She's a puppet, and she reads talking points, and she can't respond in a three-dimensional way. So Pence wiped the floor with her. But that doesn't matter. She's a puppet of the globalists. So you see her weakness. That doesn't matter. Her weakness is the globalist strength. That's coming up. But our top story is something that broke after I went off air yesterday. I went on with Owen Schroyer and talked about it. I did some more research on this, and we already know what's happening. But the United Nations is officially having one of their operatives, he's worked for the UN or affiliated groups, call for the UN to militarily occupy the United States. That ties into the Strong Cities Initiative and so much more. And they plan to do this during the election. And this is the cover for the UN to actually come in and take control through the non-governmental organizations. Headline, New York Times, front page. America may need international intervention. And it goes on to say Trump must have oversight by the UN. Oversight means governance, control. And they propose it here. And then he proposes programs that have been announced for UN peacekeepers to be brought into the United States under 7277. And that would need to be race riots that are continual and basically bring the country down. So we're going to break all this down on the other side of this quick break. We'll compare the term oversight in the thesaurus for you, and we'll also look at the actual UN plan. You're like, oh, they'll never try that. That'll never happen. It's too bold. I'll explain why it is such a threat, how it is a real threat, how it's a very, very serious threat, and lay it all out. And I'm not going to bore you. I've already played it many times with Loretta Lynch when she was Attorney General, saying we'll have the UN run cities and have the UN run our borders. But here is Larry Pinkney explaining what's really happening. We'll be right back.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, what a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are fascist. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, black on black, killing black, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity, and particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay, don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay, understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the time has come. The time is now. World government is out in the open. Its stated aim is to carry out depopulation through poisons in the water, poisons in the food, and poisons in the vaccines. And it has already taken over much of the third world and is engaged in massive extermination operations that dwarf what Hitler, Stalin, or Mao were even able to dream of. But it's all here. And now they're setting their eyes on the West as well, because we will not stand up for ourselves. But there have been many people for many decades who are aware of this, who've been quietly warning folks, and in many cases screaming from the rooftops. And so there is a mounting resistance, not just here, but worldwide. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I cannot stress to the viewers and listeners how precious you are, how incredibly important you are. If it were not for your support, if it were not for InfoWars, we would have been way behind right now and losing. But we're actually turning the tide right now and beginning to win, and the enemy's own internal documents that we've gotten confirm that. They believe they're losing. That's why they're now doing a desperate Operation Barbarossa, or a similar Battle of the Bulge type situation where Hitler knew he was losing, so did a desperate counteroffensive that ended up hastening the end of the Third Reich. And I would parallel that to World War II right now, because the same globalist world government ideas that came out of the British Empire that Hitler then competed with are exactly what we're facing today. So let's look at this ultra-massive threat and just remember that now that it's all out in the open, the credibility of you and I and all of us that have been telling the truth is paramount. And so we shouldn't be in an apologetic tone when, oh, I know you're busy, or I know this sounds crazy, but let me tell you about this. You should be very authoritative and a leader who is there warning people about the sinking ship to get to the lifeboats. And it's all about your authoritativeness, and they will listen. Gone are the times of the media laughing at folks that warned a world government and forced inoculations. So we've talked about the axis of power. A big event has taken place as of yesterday afternoon. The axis of power is the global mega banks, all the big robber baron money, with client states like communist China leveraging once free nations to deindustrialize us, allied with the EU bureaucracy, allied with the left, allied with Hollywood, allied with radical Islam, in their desire to bring down Christendom, or the Western Christian ethos and common law, because even from a non-spiritual position, their authoritarian world government cannot compete with open free society. We must fall so the whole world can fall further into the grip of the technocrats and the exterminist operation they wish to carry out. And so we've laid out methodically how communist China, because I would go look at who funded all these TV shows and movies about race riots and evil white people and an uprising kill the white people and the UN's going to save you and communist China will save the world, and the Washington Post headline, we must crush Trump, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. You've all seen it, spray painted all over Austin, you know, up with Xi Jinping in China, down with America. This is the real cult of the left, one of my main producers of many years. He works here today, but he's been here 17 years. His sister is an avowed minion of Xi Jinping and praises him and says, down with America. And she used to be completely normal and is well-educated. So this is a real power faction. They're following a Maoist operation. So let's go through the huge news. At the Blue City level and at the state level where Democrats are in control, they have an agreement called UN Mutualization. And they have over 20 things that cities will partner with the UN on. Most cities only partner on one or two things. But some, like Austin, partner on almost all of the issues. New York partners on all of them. Now, here's what they say. This is the Daily Mail today. Chinese state newspaper claims the U.S. is a failed state ruled by a racist president, and as it rips into Donald Trump and says the United States should be dissolved. Now, here's from 5 years ago. Obama administration and U.N. announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S., saying whites are the main problem, must be dealt with. That's the current FBI statement as well. If you think Trump has control of the FBI, I think, again, at the top of it, Marxist-Leninist, Maoist, 100%, and they say the number one enemy is white people. So the ethos is whites are bad. The UN must come in and oversee a race war that defeats the white people. Can't make that up. And you can go listen, Breitbart, InfoWars link to hours of her at the UN saying this. I've played it probably 20 times on air. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the United States. And then it just continues on from there. And here's a list of just some of the cities in the Strong Cities Initiative where the UN actually runs your police department oversight board. Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch announces the launch of the Strong Cities Network in the United Nations General Assembly. You can go watch the videos right there. Now, let's move to our main exhibit now. Just give you a little bit of background. What's currently happening with China saying we shouldn't exist because we're mean to black people. When they're the most racist towards blacks in the world. I think it's Chinese folks, but on average, it's incredible. Let's just go ahead and go to this. America may need international intervention. Give me the thesaurus synonym for intervention. It means invasion, action, overtaking, domination. I mean, but let's look at this next word. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world, that's in quotes because we're not really a good country, would benefit from United Nations oversight. Now, Peter Beinart is not from the United States. He's a big UN global government pusher. You can go read his full bio, fawning about him at Wikipedia. But when you read what the word UN oversight means, let's look at the online thesaurus. Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, management, surveillance, administration, charge, custody, direction, keeping, guardianship. You see there? Guardianship, like you're a 90-year-old and your son or daughter has guardianship. So we need UN oversight, governance above us. Governance. So we need UN governance. UN always say we need global governance. And I go, oh, that's government. No, governance doesn't mean government. Yes, it does. They play these games. So that's the plan. They plan to have giant race war. They already lit the fuse on during the contested election. That's their plan. And the UN has all these blue cities that are ready to say they're going to secede during the contested election, and that they will announce that they're having their own inauguration, even if Trump still has his, and the UN will then come in on the side of the secession movement here in the United States. Now, that's what they do all over the world. They go in and break open countries and take control of them. So I know this seems amazing. They're doing it. They've announced it. Will they succeed? I don't know. They're certainly trying. And I've been saying for months and months, the last straw will be when they announce in the New York Times or Atlantic Monthly, that's where they always do their announcements, then it'll be parroted everywhere, which it is, that the UN must come in as the outside arbiter between the Republicans and the Democrats for oversight or governance over our elections, which the UN does in third world countries. So there you go. They're trying to swallow, the boa constrictor is trying to swallow the Republic all in one gulp.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With 25 days out from the election. Let me tell you about who's coming up today. I'm going to hit really the big news that's coming up, and the rest of the news we're going to be breaking down. We have Laura Loomer valiantly running for Congress in Donald Trump's district in Florida. She's got a lot to cover, a lot to break down on the election, on the debate last night. Always popular. Always love having them on. The Hodge twins. Larry Pinkney, who in person is the best speaker I've ever heard. And some of the speeches he gives are the best I've ever heard, but you gotta have dinner with the guy. That's when he really, really turns loose. But you heard me earlier in the hour play 3 minutes of him. That's about as best oratory truth as you're ever gonna hear. I'm gonna see if I can get him to really turn loose on air, because he's usually pretty deferential when he's giving a speech and doesn't really turn on the high voltage. But I'm going to ask him to give a direct message to the New World Order and a lot more, because he's about the best speaker I've ever heard. So that's coming up. That's why they threw his ass in prison. He's a real political dissident. So he's coming up. And we'll continue with the 40-hour broadcast. And look, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to thank the listeners for all your support and all you've done. But I just want to explain something here and be very, very crystal clear about this. There isn't an outlet or a place, period, that is as accurate and effective. And I don't say that with pleasure. I get calls by the top talk show host in the country. You name it, the top ones, they all come, I guess, pay their respects or whatever. Because I respect them as well. It's not bragging. And they go, man, we wish we could go as far as you go. We used to think you were nuts. Everything you're saying is coming true. And I say, well, can you go further? And they say, we're trying. But you can name the names. I'm going to leave it at that. I got one of the calls yesterday. Got another call the other day before that. And one of these guys was in town last week. He wanted to hang out. And I said, I'm sorry, I got to work. And it's not about being all Mr. Cool. I just want the audience to understand they don't have platforms that will let them go as far as they can. It's up to us to get the truth out to make it safe for others to do it. And everyone recognizes that we, and that means you that have supported this show, you that spread word of mouth, you that prayed for us, you that financially supported us, you're just as important as I am. Do you understand that, damn it? That's why when you call up thanking me, it's asinine. All I want to do is fight the New World Order. I'm like a boxer in a boxing match that wants to keep fighting. I can take the head shots, the rib shots, the shots to the gut, but I don't have oxygen. You're the oxygen. And when you support me, all of a sudden I'm like 16 again. But the oxygen has dollar signs on it, and it has your word of mouth on it, your prayer. Those three commodities that are all very important, prayer being paramount. And seriously, if all you can do is pray for the show, I want that first and foremost, and I appreciate you. Just keep me in the fight. But listen, we raised $225,000, and most of that's product sales, so we really only raised about $150,000. And I'm not complaining, but when we have shortfalls looking into next year of $1 million, and I'm not complaining, it's all God's will. If you want to see these crew members stay where they are, and you want to see our broadcast stay where they are, and you want to see us with our crew on the ground around the world, and you want to see us cover Bilderberg and Davos, you want to see all of this continue on, and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I financed and funded with no strings attached that I've had to stop. I've had in the last year to like pull most of my funding to more than 20 different groups and organizations just because we don't have the capital to do it. And so we got to keep this core operation going. We've got great products that you need, and who else is going to expose the UN takeover the way it's actually happening? Every other person's like, the UN will march in with troops. No, they won't. They take your city and your police over, and it's done. And they go, yeah, we take orders from the UN just like big tech does. That's it. We're already 90% at the local level in big cities under UN control. 90%. I mean, hell, city of Austin, city of New York takes orders from the United Nations. And they even say they do. Detroit does. L.A. does. San Francisco does. And it's so horrible. But, again, they're going to roll out their agenda of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's going to get hellish. And they know there will be a resistance politically, culturally, economically, physically, if need be, that will defeat them because what they're doing is outrageous and horrible and unpopular. It has to operate by stealth and deception and incrementalism. But if we're not on air, when nobody else has got their own platform, everybody else is scared, folks. Glenn Beck was telling the truth. They came after him internally with a bunch of stuff, almost shut him down. They went after everybody else, folks. They were able to shut everyone else up but us. Yeah, Gateway Pundit does a great job, but it's articles, some videos. It's great. I'm glad to see him coming along. But we have a responsibility here, and I'm so thankful to our local stations. I'm so thankful to local TV stations, and I ask listeners and viewers to support them. I'm very thankful to the folks over at Cloud TV. We are number one. We have more viewers than all our news channels combined. And everybody got jealous of that, so they took us from the top to down to the bottom. It's okay, though. When you're number one, they got to put you back at the back of the race because you can go to the front again. And I'm not mad about that, but it's just, it's in the real world, folks, when you're a visionary and a trailblazer like you are, and like I am, They have to hold you back. You don't get the checkered flag. You don't get the champagne. Well, guess what? I didn't come here for a checkered flag or champagne. I want victory for my children and your children, and I'm willing to die for this fight. In fact, if the New World Order could put a gun to my head and pull the trigger, but it defeated them, I'd say pull that trigger. I'd pull it for them. But no. We're going to have to fight for every inch of ground. We're going to have to scrounge for the money. We're going to have to scrounge for the, just every facet. We're going to be discriminated against with our bank accounts and our sponsors and everything we do because we're good people. You're good. And we're not scared of this fight against these devil-worshipping Satanists that are so exposed, because that's the good news. The New World Order is so exposed right now. Their projects are in trouble. Their operations are in trouble. And they are so close to going down, they implemented this martial law, forced inoculation, world government lockdown plan that they're behind schedule on early. And they're behind schedule, so they're not ready to launch this for another 5-10 years. They launched it early because they're in so much trouble. This is desperation. They're on the ropes, not us. So we got to decide to throw our punches full power politically and know we're going to break their jaw. We're going to break their ribs politically. And you know, when you decide to really hit somebody, hit them politically. I'm talking about turning your will loose on their ass. So call everybody you know. Send this live feed at InfoWars.com out to everybody you know. The live feed is at band.video in the Alex Jones section. 2020electioncenter.com is a great link to send out. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus has been our number one overall bestseller. Doesn't make a lot of money because the price is low. We put a lot of product in it. It's an amazing nootropic. It's the final run ever of BrainForce Plus. We had original BrainForce folks love. We had BrainForce Plus. Every time you reformulate, you've got to make it a new name. It'll be till next year. We'll probably get the new product. So if you want to get it, it's 50% off plus free shipping on BrainForce Plus. Ultimate Krill Oil, selling out fast, still 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, selling out, 50% off, still free shipping. Extendawise, final run, 60% off plus free shipping. We can't get some of the ingredients in it with a shutdown. Knockout, great sleep aid, 50% off plus free shipping, unprecedented deal. Turbo Force, the great 10 hours of clean energy, 50% off plus free shipping. All T-shirts, 1776 plus free shipping. All SRL products, those are so good, so amazing. The separate group we did with a local scientist. Product, 60% off plus free shipping. Check out the SRL products. 8-pack Power Stack, final run ever if we can't get it anymore. Selling out within a matter of days. 8-pack Power Stack, free shipping. And even more deals at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Arrest Bill Gates and Fauci shirt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's not a hard prediction, but they engaged in a provocateur setup or a false flag against Democrat Party officials to make them look like victims when they launch incredible tyranny. Deep Stater Governor Whitmer, who sent all those patients with COVID into nursing homes so she could get a higher death rate, that monster, the woman that has that crazy-looking psycho smile, she supposedly was the victim or the potential victim of a plot to kidnap her. Oh, that's right. 6 people charged with a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying, Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power right now. All things must come to an end. Funny, the Supreme Court of the state just ruled that she'd taken all powers, legislative, executive, judicial, under herself, and had become a dictator, that the state was under a form of martial law. That was the ruling on Monday. And it's gotten almost no attention, but now the same FBI leadership, still run by the deep state, that says the number one threat is white supremacists, the same FBI that's been caught creating militia groups, winding them up, setting them up, the judges ruled the Hatari militia, it was not planning a takeover years ago, it was all a setup. The FBI informant said, well, what if the UN invades and is arresting everyone and putting us in camps? Well, we'll have to fight then and take the local government back. What if, remember the Hatari militia, the recordings were released. They're driving to the Knob Creek machine gun shootout. And they're asking them, the FBI informant, well, what do we do if the UN takes over and puts everybody in prison camps? Well, we'll have to fight and take back the local government for America. Boom, indicted. Because there's a UN takeover happening. Front page of the New York Times. The UN needs to occupy America. And so the number one sin is talking about you're not going to put up with it. And again, militias are in the Constitution. I think they're good. But especially in Michigan and other areas, they're always getting infiltrated by the feds that tend to lead them to set people up. Well, what are you going to do when they come to take the guns? Well, what are you going to do when Antifa was killing people door to door? Well, I guess nothing. Well, I guess you're not a man. Or somebody says something like, I need some more ammo. Oh, you plan to kill some people. No, I just need some more ammo. Everything breaking down. Oh, you're scared. You're scared to stand up? Well, no, I'm willing to kidnap the governor. And then they got you. They could be the headline. And, oh, my gosh, see, the FBI's right. It's white supremacist. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, even though he's not. And then these guys, and it goes on and on. It has echoes of Ruby Ridge, another setup where they told him, you're going to sell guns for us illegally. And you know, you're going to set up these local groups. We're going to put you in prison. And you saw how that ended. So they're trying the exact same playbook yet again. And we've got the criminal complaint here. Guys, print me that actual complaint up. Thank you. It's linked right here. Criminal complaint outlines Michigan militia group's plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And what other false flags are we going to see now? Because this is definitely probably a provocateur in action. But I mean, what do you do? What if the governor said you can never leave your house again? You got to starve to death. Just lay down and die, I guess. Because the power to shut things down is the power to bankrupt. It's the power to kill. What about all the folks who committed suicide because of her? What about all the folks that again, died because she sent COVID patients there? Well, she's the governor. She's above the law. She's God. And it's all just a bunch of lawyers in the FBI who just want to go have news events and stunts. And of course, this announcement is meant to overshadow. Did we ever follow? Did we ever cover the 11 a.m. National Security press conference on all the spying? Oh, no, sorry. We didn't care about that. We didn't care about the attempt to overthrow the election of the president. And so now here we are, over-the-top bombshell. New York Times calls for UN to occupy the United States of America. You know why they're so upset? It's because Trump is trying to get our troops out of all these illegal wars. He's trying to do his job. And so Communist China comes out and says, oh, it's the United States. It's a racist country. It's a failed state. That's a quote. It doesn't even deserve to exist. We need the UN to go in to the failed state. And then we have Obama 5 years ago setting up the Strong Cities Initiative with the UN with it over the blue cities. There's all the articles on that. You've got ex-CIA insider says China spy recruitment targeting New York City. And of course, they've been caught with the police and military officers and everybody else spying on Americans and spying on other people. Spying on Chinese and Tibetans trying to get out. Who's coming to the United States so they can punish their families. New York PD officer charged with spying for China. But you know, the FBI says it's not China that's the threat. It's the white people. America may need international intervention. Even Democrats may find it hard to imagine, but the leader of the free world would benefit from the United Nations oversight. And again, what does oversight mean in the thesaurus as a synonym? Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, administration, that means governance, surveillance, management, custody, direction, guard, guardianship. Here, let's click on administration. What does that mean? It means governance. Global governance. And why are they mad? Trump, U.S. troops in Afghanistan should be home by Christmas. Well, we can't have that. Oh, China, North Korea, Cuba, Iran denounce U.S. for systemic racial discrimination at UN. We're a poor example. We're bad people. Our country is a failed state, and the UN needs to come in. And then the New York Times, the day after Communist China officially says that at the UN, says, yeah, we need the UN here. Go read the article. Oh, but the Hatari militia set up, had like 10 members. They were a shooting club. Two of the members were FBI informants. Told how to go in. Took them years to finally, in a truck, drive into a gun shoot, go, well, if the UN takes over and is arresting everybody and putting us in camps, what do we do? I guess we'll have to fight them. Boom, you're arrested. You don't fight the UN. You don't talk bad about it. You go to jail. And now we've got Governor Whitmer. Put up the ruling, guys. You can pull it up. Just type in Supreme Court rules, Whitmer, COVID restrictions unconstitutional. And I read part of it on air, and it says, this is the most draconian thing in state history. Patently against the Constitution and rule of law. She's transferred all power to herself, legislative, executive, and judicial. and is now operating in form of martial law. But here comes the Federal Bureau of Investigation with the cavalry call over the hill with some militia guys. They got a restaurant sitting back. Yeah. She's gone too far. We ought to grab her. And number one, you don't want to turn an evil person into a victim. The last thing you'd ever want to do would be kidnap a governor that was doing something wrong. You want to expose her. You want to sue her. You want to do like the guy when her husband said, take our boat out. The guy said, nobody else's boat's allowed. He goes, she's the governor. He said, get your boat off my boat property now. You can keep your $200 a month or whatever for your rental. Get your boat off. And then he went to the news. That's when the governor comes to your restaurant, you say, you get your fat, ugly, evil ass out of here. When her kids come around, you say, your mom's a witch. Get away from us. You shun her. You denounce her. You run against her. You don't meet at a restaurant to talk about how you're going to overthrow the governor. Now they turned the witch. I mean, look at that fake psycho smile of just narcissistic demon possession on her face. Only one person looks close to that evil as a governor, and that's Newsom. I mean, Newsom has that same demon face look. That you know you're in trouble when you look at that. And then Stelter. I mean, folks, that's what a devil worshiper looks like. Brian Stelter, Governor Whitmer, Governor Newsom. When you see that jack-o'-lantern smile like Hillary's got, you see that all the time. Like, their face over here is like, I can't even do it. It's so evil. It's just like, always smiling, always in charge, always going to get you. Going to get you. Same little Bill Gates smile he does. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get to some of the huge announcements Trump's made about China, some of the debate highlights. Laura Loomer's joining us, Larry Pinkney, the Hodge twins, and so much more. But you can bet your bottom dollar that this is a false flag set up, bare minimum, provocateur operation by the Federal Bureau of China and all the things they do. So just know they're in the season of setting up, folks, for the election. Ahead of, I'm sure, they'll have another one of their boys roll in an ammonium nitrate truck into a building like they did in 95 with the ATF and German intelligence. I know the names of everybody that did it. I'm going to be the cops that survived. And the feds told us he killed your friends.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.